everyone, and thank you for joining me. I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings, and Building Enclosure. And thank you for joining, whether you're listening or watching. I'm always excited to be joined with Trent Cotney, the General Counsel of NRCA. Trent, thank you so much for joining us.
Jill, it's a pleasure to be here.
I mean, the legal issues never seem to ever die down. So it's always great just to have a chance to catch up and just see what is making your phone ringing. But first, let's talk just a minute. I mean, gas and oil is surging as always. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's been really problematic. I saw where the average now is the highest I think it's ever been at $4.17 a gallon. So you figure, you know, how that affects trucking, fuel costs, and the other things that are important, you know, not just trucking, but you think about, you know, air freight, shipping, all of that kind of stuff. It is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the price increases that we're already seeing, because it's going to cost double or triple to ship stuff. And one of the biggest costs for getting goods from point A to point B is the shipping freight. So you can anticipate that those price increases will continue as the war drags on.
Yes, it's painful at the pump, there's no doubt. Well, the other issue that we were just talking about was just some techniques that contractors and general contractors are using to try to, you know, deal with price increases. What do people need to know, and what should they be trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked a little bit about, you know, how the war is affecting, you know, the price of oil and gas. But one of the things that contractors often forget is the amount of petroleum-based products that are in roofing. So as this, you know, as the material volatility issue goes into its second year now, what I have seen is that both general contractors and owners are adapting to this to defeat a lot of the techniques and tactics that you and I have talked about before, you know, including, you know, force majeure and arguing for changed circumstances, that kind of stuff. One of the things that I'm consistently seeing, Jill, is the inclusion of an anti-price escalation provision. This is now being, most of the major general contractors out there are using this against roofing contractors. Highly recommend that you strike that provision. But I do wanna say that to the extent that there are provisions like that that say, look, under no circumstances are you gonna get more time or you're gonna get more money. Here is a technique and tactic that I've used that has been fairly successful, and that is the course of conduct on a project. So what I like to do is I like to go to the general contractor behind the scenes and argue and say, look, I understand your position, but can you just front me $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 for this price increase? I'm not looking for everything. I'm just looking for this right now. This is what I'm faced with right now. There's a good argument based on some case law that if they go against their own provision, that the course of conduct may waive that provision. Okay. So if you get them to nibble, they may end up taking a whole bite, is what I'm saying. And that's the kind of thing, is they can't go back and say, well, we're going to adhere to this provision now when they executed a change order the first time. So part of the techniques and tactics that contractors are having to use are they've got to be able to figure out how to creatively adapt to contract provisions if they can't get them out of the contract. A lot of it requires thinking up here and figuring out ways to modify stuff in the field.
Yeah, it sure sounds like if you have good communication with your GC, that's really helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah, critical.
I like that. If you just get them to take a little bit of a nibble, maybe they'll take the whole bite. Right. That is great advice. Well, Trent, thank you so much as always. It's always great to talk to you. If anybody has any questions for us, you can always reach out to us at roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for our free e-newsletters, website, and our e-magazine. But most importantly, stay safe and healthy. We'll see you next time.